What's up? Dr. Notorious on the Notorious Jokecast, hanging out in the mothership, doing his thing, flying around, protecting you. So, that's kind of what this is about tonight, you know. What is the Jokecast? What possesses a man to forsake all that he loves to protect the podcast universe? No, not really. I try not to forsake everything I love for whatever this is, my art, my broadcast, my everything. But, you know, I just can't sit in front of the TV, guys, and take in. I can listen to these podcasts and collaborate, but it's like, you know, I also need to have an output of creativity, and that's kind of what the podcast is. And hanging out here on Anchor, finding this, and starting with trying to do some sort of lovey-dovey bullcrap guru fakeness, and switching over to just being weird and obnoxious sometimes, and, having people call in, working with people, doing sketches, but also kind of creating this new world, man. This podcast universe where there's magic and aliens and demons and things for us to do battle with. A lot of it's metaphor, you know, for creative people I know. I paint as well. I look at something and, people always say, an artist calls art something he looks at until he wants to destroy it, or she looks at until you want to destroy it. And it's like, sometimes you go back and listen to stuff that you recorded and you just delete it because you're like, oh my God, I was so stupid. But yeah, hanging out here, call in. It's still Thirsty Thursday. If you've got, any stories, Dr. Notorious might take the runabout out or land the mothership and visit the Fae people, because they tend to party. The Fae people, sometimes seen as elven races, they wander the old parts of the world, the old forests and the old lands. And, they disappear and disappear, but they also are tricky. You don't want to fall into their traps, or they try to trick you with words and things. I don't know if we can meet any Fae people tonight out in the podcast universe. Maybe. I don't know if there's any Fae people out there. We'll see. Stay thirsty on Thirsty Thursday, my friends. Dr. Notorious out.
Matemo. I am Limubai, legendary swordsman and wise teacher of Wudan. Dr. Notorious of the Notorious Jokecast has sent me as a great swordsman to teach you how to properly use your sword. First, don't kiss and tell. Never kiss and tell. Because women, they tell each other everything. And if they find out you're gossiping about them, they won't want to touch that dick again. Trust me. As Master Swordsman Limubai, I know, because my sword has penetrated many things. We will talk to you soon, Matemo. Arrivederci.
Can you please always call in at least once a day or every once in a while in that voice with that character? That man is amazing. My sword has been in many things. Oh my God, I love that so much. Great advice, great wisdom. Can't get over it. Top notch, baby. You already know what it is. Dr. Notorious, keep bringing that heat, keep bringing that flavor. I'm going to savor all of it.
Matemo, Limubai, on proper sword care. Do not keep your sword sheathed all day, every day. For a sheathed sword will dull and it will tarnish. Leave your sword unsheathed as much as possible, and only sheath it when you are going to and from battle. Always upon unsheathing, sharpen and oil your sword. Proper sword care from Limu Bai. Wudan Master and Philosopher.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.